This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see everybody. A short word on Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov v'Eretz Mitzrayim Sheva Esrei Shana. Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years. 17 years. Great things are never coincidental. What is the significance of these 17 years? The Rishonim, the Mefarshim, comment that these 17 years were very significant because the same way Yaakov lived in the land of Egypt for 17 years, and who sustained him? Yosef. Yosef lived by his father for 17 years. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, we find that Yosef supported his father for 17 years. And the reason why he did was midah keneged midah. In the merit of the charity that Yaakov Avinu did with his son Yosef, that Yaakov supported Yosef for 17 years, because we know Yosef left his father at age 17, like it says, Eila Taldos Yaakov Yosef ben Shvas Reshana. In the merit, says Rabbein Bechaye, that Yaakov supported Yosef for 17 years, Yosef supported Yaakov for 17 years. Mida keneged mida. This is what it means. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Sheva Esrei Shana. The Dasakena Mibali HaToisus likewise says, why does it mention how many years Yaakov was in Mitzrayim? We find that Yaakov supported Yosef 17 years. Just like Yaakov supported Yosef, so too Yosef supported Yaakov Mida Keneged Mida. The Baal HaTurim says the same idea. And the Archaim HaKadosh as well says that because Yaakov supported Yosef for 17 years, therefore, this was nishba to him for 17 years. Vayechi Yaakov v'Eretz Mitzrayim, Sheva Esrei Shana, says Archaim HaKadosh, Shabazeh, Shalmu Yomim Shepirnes Yosef HaMefarnes L'chol Ha'aretz, and this is the secret of when it says Yosef is the bechina of Vav Miloy Vav. The Arachayim HaKadosh connects it to a Kabbalistic idea. But let's just focus on the main nekud over here. In the merit that Yaakov supported Yosef for 17 years, so he was supported in the years of famine. Let's ask ourselves a question. Did Yaakov really give tzedakah to Yosef for 17 years? The Lashon of Rabbeinu Bechaye is b'schus tzedakah sha'asa Yaakov shepirnei yisoysay sheva esrei shana. What kind of tzedakah was it? He wasn't giving him tzedakah. He was his son. He was his beloved son. Yaakov loved him the most of all his children. Would you say that Yaakov gave him charity? He was giving him a handout? He was giving him an alm? He was making a living, and of course, bringing it home to support his family. How is that tzedakah? How is that chesed? But obviously, we see from here that when Yaakov Avinu brought his paycheck home, he wasn't thinking, well, I'm going to work to make money, and of course I'm supporting my family. No, I'm going to work to be able to give charity to this poor boy who, if not for me, would have nobody to support him. It happens to be this poor child is my son, and I'm his father. But that doesn't make it that when I'm giving it to him and I'm supporting him, my thoughts are not, why shouldn't I think that I'm not giving him charity? Actually, it's the highest form of charity. The highest form of charity is to support your own children, provided that you don't forget to have this kavana. We sort of take it for granted. We think that the reason why a person's family comes first is because you're most responsible to your family. The Altar of Slavodka says that a person's family comes first because the definition of chesed is to try to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chesed, he does so in a way where the recipient is not embarrassed. That's why Hashem created us. Because He wanted to give us Olam Haba, but He first put us here in this world because He wants us to earn our share in the world to come. He doesn't want us to be embarrassed when we get Olam Haba. The highest form of chesed is to give someone in a way where he doesn't experience shame. That's why the highest form of charity is to help someone find a job. Therefore, says the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Das Zakenim, the Balaturim, the Arachayim HaKadosh, that in the merit of Yaakov Avinu supporting his son, Yaakov Avinu said, wow, I have a son. This is the highest form of charity. He won't be embarrassed at all when I support him because he'll be expecting it. He'll feel entitled to it. So from here we learn that just because someone is a family member and you're obligated to help them, that doesn't make it less of a tzedakah and it doesn't make it less of a chesed. You know, why? If a woman would call you up and say, could you help me? I have three cranky children and I'm going out of my mind. Could you help me put them to sleep? Many people would run and do it. So why shouldn't they do so if they're your own children and if the woman in need is your own wife? That doesn't make it any less of a chesed and it doesn't make it any less tzedakah. And we see that Yaakov had these very noble intentions when he dealt with his own family. And that's why in the merit of this, he was zoicha to be supported in honor and in kavod by his son Yosef. And we could say the same thing for Yosef. What do you mean? Yosef was giving tzedakah v'chesed to Yaakov? It was his beloved father. He's the God of Hadar. He hadn't seen him in so long. But the answer is Yosef thought the same thing. There's a person in need. You know, it's important sometimes to take a step back and remove yourself from the closeness of the situation and say, why should those who live in my own house be any less deservant of tzedakah v'chesed than someone who's a stranger and someone who I don't know? And this was the attitude of Yaakov Avinu, and he was rewarded mida k'neged mida. Rabbi Yisrael, we have an amazing shir tonight. This shir is going to be the real clincher of Sefer Bereishis. We're going to talk about Shimshon HaGibar and the Philistines in the land of Gaza. You don't want to miss this. So please mark on your schedule tonight at 8:30 p.m. Whatever you're doing, cancel it immediately. If there's a simcha tonight, ask them to postpone it. You don't want to miss this year. If you're going to be at a chuppah, just step outside and join us at 8:30. Shimshon HaGibar in Gaza. Parsha Zayichi. Have a good day, everyone. Good to see you. Kol tov.
Thank you. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.